TV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. World leaders, including President Biden, are urging Israel not to retaliate after Iranian airstrikes over the weekend. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby on CBS Mornings.
There's no reason for this to escalate further. The president doesn't want a wider war in the region. Everything he's been doing since October 7th has been designed to prevent that. And of course, we're not looking for a war with Iran.
Jury selection begins today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS's Robert Costa is in New York.
The first time a former president has ever faced a criminal trial, a trial that could have real political consequences.
Trump will have to be there every day. CBS News confirms the FBI has opened an investigation into whether the crew of the container ship that triggered the Baltimore Bridge collapse knew it was having systems problems before the disaster. Federal agents boarded the Dali this morning. The city has also announced a lawsuit. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Wisconsin maker of firefighting foam has reached a $750 million settlement with public water systems with harmful PFAS chemicals in their drinking water. Tyco Fire Products use foam containing PFAS at its firefighting training facility in Marinette. 3M and DuPont have also recently settled PFAS lawsuits over polluted drinking water. U.S. House Republicans will have just a one-vote majority after Wisconsin's Mike Gallagher steps down Friday. Former Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Reed Ribble says he's not alarmed.
Let's face it, Congress really isn't doing anything, and they're not going to be doing anything. This last few months in session is going to be all messaging bills.
Ribble on WISN-TV's Upfront program Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Speed is the leading factor in a fatal Oak Creek crash Saturday. A 53-year-old Oak Creek man died in the single-car crash near Oakwood Road and Howell Avenue. The car was going west on Oakwood when it collided with a tree. A 14-year-old passenger in the car was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Police are investigating the crash with assistance from the State Patrol. A lawsuit's been filed against the Raymond School Board for allegedly violating open meeting laws. The lawsuit claims that the board didn't properly notify the public about a December 2022 retreat, didn't hold the meeting in an open session, and failed to provide notice about what the meeting was about. The lawsuit was filed by Mitchell Berman, a parent in the district. The school board has 20 days to respond to the allegations. The district has not yet issued a statement on the matter. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with an embarrassing loss to the Magic, 113-88. Too many missed shots, says Doc Rivers.
I think we're up 9, and I think we had 10 or 11 straight possessions, and we may have scored once, may not have scored any of them. You know, I talked about it at halftime, I talked about it before the game. That's just something we have to catch ourselves. We have to be better. That's not what we've done in the past, but that's what we have to do in the future if we want to be a good basketball team.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 19-20. Since Doc Rivers took over as head coach in January. Up next, they will host the Pacers Sunday in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Milwaukee 1-4 against Indiana this year. Baseball, the Brewers lost 6-4 in Baltimore Sunday, but won the weekend series 2-1. The crew just 2-17 with runners in scoring position yesterday.
We've been hitting with runners in scoring position as good as you could ever ask for, you know, 10 or 12 games, and today we didn't.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. They host the Padres tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 54. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more likely from late tomorrow through tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest, Trigvi Olsen, were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here. And we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Coming up Monday on Nat Nair on Air, three headlines and a lie, and it's tax day. I hope you'll join us.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This
is a party, man.
Yeah, brother, like,
it's
solid. Right on.
What's up,
man?
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you don't know what a Motown Monday is, just stay tuned and you'll hear the greatest hits of Motown all throughout the show. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. It was a beautiful weekend. How are you?
Man, hey, how else can you be, man? I spent Saturday and Sunday outside the entire time. You know, I almost didn't want to come in. Man, just being outside in a beautiful creation that, you know, is this world, you know, man, and people, we just take things for granted, man, just to be able to soak in and the rays of the sun and the warmth of the sun and, you know, God's creation, man, just give me a chance to be outside when it's warm. That's all I'm asking. I don't need a whole lot more. You know, we got a great show lined up for you this morning. We're going to talk about an awful lot of things. But I want to begin the show. Hey, Calvin, you remember this movie, a cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon. It was called Monster House.
I'm not familiar, no.
Okay, Monster House. Okay, so Monster House. There was this crotchety old guy who always said, "Stay off my lawn!" The kids would ride around, and you bring it up, you'll see it. Kids ride around, and he just did not want kids on his lawn. His lawn was lush and green, and he took pride in his lawn. Hey, guess what, Calvin?
Is that how you feel?
Stay off my lawn! But no, I'm not, you know, that crazy. But man, I take pride in my lawn, man. And so I put a lot of work in it. And so as I was out working on my lawn and over the weekend, it takes a lot of work dethatching it. If you don't know what that is, there's this dead grass that accumulates during the winter under your lawn, and it's brown and you can see it, you know, and what it does is it stops your lawn from breathing and taking in the water and the nutrients that it takes to make it lush and look really nice. And right now, you know, this is the earliest that I can ever recall lawns looking absolutely beautiful. It's because of all the rain we had and the sun and the warm weather. And so grass, man, I don't know if you know, Calvin, grass has a male and a female blade. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I never thought about it that hard, but yeah, that's how plants work, I guess.
Yeah, it does. There's a male and a female blade of grass. They interact, and that's how you have new grass growth. And so if you don't get the dead grass up, then it's hard for the new grass and the new growth to come in. You know, there's something called aerating your lawn. I'm not that crazy. I don't take the time to aerate it, but I do dethatch it. And so as I'm doing this work, and it's a lot of work, and it's a workout and those kind of things, and as I'm doing the work, because normally you do it early so it looks beautiful, you know, around May and June. Because right now, because there's been so much, you know, rain, it's a great chance to get all this stuff in. Well, anyway, oh, my goodness. He's here already. Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. What's going on, man?
It wasn't no snow.
Okay, man. Hey, man. Hey.
You're supposed to have snow till May.
So listen, man. So track and field is running up and running outside, and the weather's spectacular. When is the last time track and field was going and the weather was this good?
But it's supposed to be snow till May.
Hey, but it's not, man. Yesterday it was 75 degrees, man.
It was 82 in Madison, and they made me work hard. I was sweating.
Doing what?
Dethatching the lawn.
Oh, hey. No, you weren't dethatching, were you?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so at least somebody knows that I'm not funning them. They know that some of us. But here's the question. You know, I said all those things to get to this. So as I do this work, I look across to my neighbor's yard. They've got dandelions with stalks 12 inches high and bright yellow flowers. They haven't gone to seed yet. But while I'm, you know, slaving to make my lawn look right, I'm wasting my time because my neighbor's got dandelions a foot tall. So I kept looking at this, Al, you know, and I said, so how do I handle this situation? You know, I can't, it's his yard. I can't make him do anything about his yard, right? So, hey, man, he's still asleep. So I opened this gate, and I went in, and I snatched the tops off of all of those dandelions. Al, did I commit a crime?
Yep. Trespassing.
I know.
It's called trespassing.
I know. So how do you handle that, man?
I spray it.
Your neighbors?
Yep.
How can you can't spray all of it? You're on one side, he's on the other. You can't go, oh, you trespass.
No, my neighbor's across the street. Okay. I have a 200-foot hose. And I put the weed killer in the cup, and I stand in the middle of the street at night and spray his lawn.
Oh, yeah.
And kill all them dandelions.
Hey, Al, are you sure you're not doing something that's illegal?
I'm not on his property. I'm standing on the street.
No, man, but you're spraying, you know, you're spraying this stuff, man, you know. That, you know, a lot of times people don't want that on their grass, man.
Well, they don't know that.
Also,
out there spraying weed killer
and
my hose away and whatever.
So in a way, you're kind of doing what I did. You take matters into your own hands.
I didn't go on his property. I was on public land.
844-967-2789. But, man, you take pride in it, right? And so you just, and you're looking at your neighbor and, you know, and I'm like, man, you know, like I said, all I did was took the tops off of them. They were tall enough that I could snatch, you know, I didn't get to the root, you know, because, you know, it's, you know, if I can just take the tops off of them, they won't go to seed. But I've never seen them this early in the year, you know, as tall and as bright as they were. Looked like there's going to be a bumper crop. Huh?
I said, I hear you, but see, what I'm saying is I'm still waiting on the snow that's supposed to be here until mid-May, as the snow will kill all of it.
Yeah, you're raining on my parade. Listen, man, it's not going to be any more snow. We're done. We're past that. It was 75 degrees yesterday in Milwaukee, and I was out soaking up the rains. The rays. But listen now. Listen, man. So how do you then, again, we're working feverishly trying to make our lawns look good. I don't have one dandelion. I make sure I don't have one. And yet I'm fighting this continued battle with people who, you know, not a big deal to them.
See, they know that you're going to do it, so that's why they don't do it.
Oh, is that what it is?
And not only does it save that labor and sweat, and also it don't cost them nothing.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, I do enjoy doing yard work, and I'm sure you do as well.
I garden. I grow vegetables.
So. Yeah.
I have to keep the lawn right.
Well, you
so
know,
that it doesn't mess up my vegetable.
You're one of those guys, like I said, the guy in the Munster House, the movie where the crotchety old guy with his pants pulled up to his stomach, you know, above his stomach, sees little kids around and he scares them. Hey, you, get off my lawn! That's you, ain't it, Al?
With Earl, no, that ain't me. What I have to deal with is dogs. See?
Oh, yeah.
And all the neighbors got dogs, and they think that my yard is the toilet.
So how do you handle that, man?
I put a sign up telling them, if I see your dog on my lawn, I will shoot it.
Hey, oh, Al.
What?
You are that crotchety old man. Hey, you put a sign up.
I'm the one that's sitting there with that gun, and I will blast
the ass. Hey, Al. Thank you very much for that call. hey, Calvin. hey, he is that crotchety old man. Man, you know, I get it. You know, people should know better. They do. They walk their dogs. They leave the feces all over your yard. It's just ridiculous. You shouldn't have to say that. Anyway, 844-967-2789. It's a Motown Monday, and we're going to talk about, you know, Poland kids rejoice over new rules against homework. Hey, Calvin, in Poland, they got a rules that cut back on the amount of homework kids have to do. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Get big savings on vinyl plank flooring right now at Menards. Update the floors in your home with Great Lakes Vinyl Plank. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring features an attached pad for added comfort and sound absorption. It's durable, waterproof, and easy to install. Heritage Vinyl Plank Flooring is perfect for active lifestyles. And right now, it's only $369 per square foot. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Price is good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know. Words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your heart can rise above.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And yes, Poland's kids rejoice over new rules against homework. Teachers and parents aren't so sure. In Warsaw, Poland, Ola Kosnick is celebrating. The 11-year-old who loves music and drawing expects to have more free time for her hobbies after Poland's government ordered strict limits to the amount of homework in the lower grades. And here's kind of what they're saying. The government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk enacted the ban against required homework this month, amid a broad discussion about the need to modernize Poland's education system, which critics say puts too much emphasis on rote learning and homework and not enough on critical thinking and creativity. Under the decree, teachers are no longer to give required homework to kids in the first through third grades. In grades four to eight, homework is now optional, and doesn't count towards a grade. Calvin, I know, I'm just springing this on you, but your thoughts about homework, and again, they're saying to basically cut homework out first to third grade. What's your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts on, I can see certain arguments for homework, but I really don't see any reason for it to be required, especially in first through third grade.
I'm in agreement with you. There it to 844-967 2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, Calvin, I would say this. You have to give Poland credit because they have the courage to look at things and say things, this isn't 1920.
Yeah.
Right? And to say, hey, maybe we need to look at, maybe there's a better way. The fact that we've always given kids homework in first through third grade is not a reason to say that we need to keep doing it, right?
Yeah. It's like first through third grade, you still need to be a kid. And I don't know, you're at school for 7.5-8 hours a day. How much more brain capacity to do work do you have when you get home?
you know, 844-967-2789, you know, is the number. Now, debate over the proper amount of homework are coming around the globe. While some studies have shown little benefit to homework for young learners, other experts say it can help them learn how to develop habits and academic concepts. I think the early developments of a child, especially first through third grade, is about their personal growth, right? And their personal development and interacting with others and learning those lessons. I think those are as valuable, if not more valuable, than the other things. Tony said, I would have loved that. Don't think it would have been too helpful, though. Al, you're back. Your thoughts, man.
Yeah, there's another way. There's another way to look at that. It's not in Poland, but in America, where we've got so many kids coming from single-parent homes. This is another way for the child to interact with their parent and to bond with them. And the parent keeping track of what's going on in school and how they can help out.
You mean you would be opposed to what they're talking about and cutting back the homework?
I don't think that should be up to the government. I think that the parents and the educators should be making those decisions based upon the growth of the child.
Well, it's safe to say something's going on in this country in education. Is suffering. It does not matter whether it's in the urban centers or rural centers or in some of the best schools. It clearly is an issue where people and children are not doing as well as they once did. And so instead of our nation addressing it, Poland at least has taken a kick at the can, you know, and, you know, I don't know if we have the guts, Al, to make the changes necessary as a nation to address the educational issues that are really causing a major stir in this country.
Earl, I'm not totally disagreeing. What I'm saying is there are certain things that the government needs to get out of the way. And, you know, I don't know about Poland, but I know in America there are certain things that the government shouldn't be making decisions on. These are things that should be made by the parents and the elected school officials and the teachers that work with the kids. But I'm just saying that in our situation currently, and you know, I was an administrator in Milwaukee Public Schools, there needs to be more activity with the parents and the school.
So let me ask you, Al, you know, I do agree with you, by the way. So when is that going to take place? When will the district and the parents, and not just in Milwaukee but across the spectrum, make those decisions that you are talking about?
They should be made when the child is enrolled in the school.
But
the point is, too many people are sending children to school and
unprepared.
Expect the school to raise their children and to feed them and clothe them. That's not the school's job.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Can homeless people be fined for sleeping outside? Next up on the Earl Ingram Show.
Monday, I'm joined by movie producer Bob Brown and Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Chris Foran. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A statue honoring the first black woman elected to statewide office in Wisconsin is going up in front of the state capitol building in Madison this summer. The project got final approval Friday. Vell Phillips was elected Wisconsin's Secretary of State in 1978. The O.J. Simpson murder trial 30 years ago had a lasting impact on the way Americans consume news. Commentators became a fixture of trial coverage, and they're still used to interpret current events to this day.
It also meant that people could suspend their critical thinking to a certain extent. And I believe we're still seeing that today. The rise of social media has only made it easier.
Jane Kirkley teaches media studies at the University of Minnesota. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An 8-vote difference has led to a recount today in Kenosha County. It's for the 3rd District County Board race, and the recount was requested by Annette Flynn, who at this point came up short against incumbent Jeff Gentz. Last week, a 1-vote difference was upheld with a recount in the District 10 race. You shouldn't be burning today. According to the DNR, there is either a high or extremely high risk of fire statewide, with 2 northern counties excluded. Officials say the increased risk is due to the dry brush and strong weekend winds. Over the weekend, firefighters battled more than 30 fires across the state. Kenosha County saw its 2nd bank robbery in about a week, with an incident taking place at a U.S. Bank branch on 22nd Avenue Saturday. Police are actively searching for a suspect connected to that robbery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sad news from the world of reality television, specifically from The Golden Bachelor, where Lovebirds Jerry Turner and Teresa Nist have announced they are divorcing after just 3 months of marriage. People.com calls the announcement a bombshell, so it's obvious they don't follow reality TV marriages. Turner and Nist were both in their 70s. The warning signs were there early on when Jerry got down on his knee to propose and couldn't get back up. List also apparently had an issue with Turner's dating history, adding that she was really hoping to be his first. The two were married during the season finale in the fall of 2023. The event was televised by ABC, but the network must have seen the writing on the wall as they held the ceremony at a La Quinta. Apparently, there was no vacancy at the Baymont Suites. The couple announced their divorce on Good Morning America, which is also on ABC. Coincidence? Doubt it. When it comes right down to it, neither one of them were interested in having great grandkids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 43. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 54. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Rain could be heavy with an inch or more likely from late tomorrow through tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Originally the home of the Milwaukee Braves, now your home for the Milwaukee Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Well,
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. You know, the last, before the break, we were talking about, you know, the changes in the educational system that they're undergoing in Poland. And so I think we've got a caller left over from that before we get into my next topic. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, man? Always good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you, and happy Motown Monday to everybody.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, listening to this, I can't help but think about the impact of cell phones and social media on our young kids. We touched on this a couple weeks ago. We talked about, you know, how Europe has regulated their social media. And I noticed the other day walking through the park, and it's such a beautiful sunny day, that even, you know, looked like very, very young children that were at, you know, family events were still kind of paying a lot of attention to their cell phone. We all know the harm that it's caused as far as attention deficit and the ability to concentrate with adults. Just think of the dynamics involved when we have young children whose minds are not fully developed, the negative impact. So, you know, it's a complicated mess. You know, it is a conundrum, but I think we need to be wide-eyed when we're looking at these changes in our mental capacities, and especially for young kids. And I wanted to get your opinion on
you,
that.
You know, Mike, man, I agree with you. Look, Poland has the cojones to know that there's something going on and that they're looking at a situation and they're offering an opportunity to address it. In this nation, we don't have the courage, man. We don't have the courage to say, look at what's going on with TikTok, right? Look at what's going on with these different sites. We know the impact that it's having on children. We know that it's not a good thing to have children in the situations that they're in. The response is, well, parents, that's your job. And so parents, you got to fix that. Make sure you keep your child away from those things. Part of me says, yes, I agree with that. You know, as a parent, even though my children are, you know, grown men now, part of me says, okay, yes, there's a responsibility for the parents. But another part of me says, hey, government, when we bring all these things and allow them to be created and we don't put controls on those things or say to the people who create them, hey, you know, it's a great idea what you've come up with, but you know, there's some things that go on your site that I think you should regulate. And if you can't regulate it, we'll regulate it. You know, and so Mike, I mean, I agree with you, but listen, man, when you give your child those things at young ages, what are you doing? Well, I remember when I was volunteering my time in the schools, and I would see children with those phones, you know, 5, 6 years old with, you know, phones. And I would say to parents, I mean, geez, you know, why does your 6-year-old have not an iPhone, I guess, but, you know, an Android or something, one of those kinds of phones? And the mom would say to me, well, I need to know where my child is and what's going on with my child. And I said, okay, you know, I mean, I'm from a different era. So let's say I agree with you. Okay, I do. But it doesn't have to be an Android or an iPhone. If you want to know what's going on with your young child, get them a flip phone. You follow me, Mike?
Absolutely right. And you know, we know this. We know these problems are there, but yet to your point, we have a Congress that is bought and paid for, that is doing the bidding for the donor classes of our citizens and not we the people. This is as clear as it could be in this case.
Mike, thank you as always, man. Mike is always on point. Hey, another guy's on point, Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must realize that. And Mike is absolutely correct. Citizens United, money and politics has destroyed not only this country, but even like the state of Wisconsin. Going back to education of what you were talking about before, Wisconsin used to be the beacon for education. And now they have so many people that are exiting the profession. And all of the seeds that Scott Walker and the Republican administration had sown are now coming to fruition. And you can follow it directly as a timeline. And you can see exactly what has happened. I agree with Poland. Because if you watch a movie, there's a movie. If everyone could watch it, it's Where to Invade Next. Where to Invade Next. And it's got a thing in there about Finland where it was the worst education system in the world. And now it is the best education system in the world. And they don't do homework. They don't do those things. They have their kids go out and play in a tree. And then they say to them, tell me about the experience that you had with playing in the tree, or what bugs did you see, or whatever it might be. In this country, all we're doing is making our youth into employees on a assembly line. We are making them just cogs in a wheel by just doing testing, because honestly, they don't want anyone that is exceptional in this country. They want people to be just like a monkey that can do a job, because then what they can do is you're disposable. And that means someone else can just fill right into your job if you leave. And it starts right with our education system. Everything starts with our education system. It is the infrastructure of everything. And then as they get older, that's what happens.
Tom, critical.
As minimum wage jobs.
Hey, man, a critical thinking is certainly what Poland has determined to be one of the most important things. And I dare say, it's not just Poland. It should also be for any human being. Critical thinking. I'm not saying the other aspects of education aren't important, but you can have all of that and then not be able to be a person who does critical thinking. And, you can't get yourself in this country across the street. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. So, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So, Calvin, homeless people can be fined for sleeping outside. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think that's ridiculous. That, like, implies that they're doing so out of, like, desire, that they're choosing to do that. I don't know why you would punish someone for doing something that's not in their control.
So, a rural Oregon city asked the United States Supreme Court if they could fine people from sleeping in the park, because it's starting all over this nation. It has become a crisis situation with people who are throwing up tents, all over this nation, and creating homesteads, in cities and parks, and sleeping in cars. And, it certainly has been an explosion of that. People who can no longer afford to make it, and they've created these tent cities. Have you ever seen those?
I've seen pictures. I've never seen one in person.
Right. So what do you think of the tent cities that have been created in places all over the country?
Well, first, they obviously exemplify the housing or lack thereof in this country and the affordability of it. And it certainly signifies a major problem. But they also, I would assume that they could be, they definitely would pose some dangers to the community. If so, we have to find somewhere for these people to live and find them some way for them to provide for themselves. And yeah, we can't just allow this to continue.
844-967-2789. So it is a major problem. I know that in Milwaukee, we had so many people sleeping under one of our freeways, and a very visible area of downtown that has gone under, you know, complete renovation. Downtown Milwaukee is a beautiful place now, a destination place where, you know, cruise ships now stop in the port and come and visit Milwaukee. And so this visual of all these people with their tents became a major problem. And I remember the Democratic Convention was scheduled to come to Milwaukee the year of the of COVID. And so they were so alarmed and concerned about this growing, burgeoning homelessness that they moved all of them out of that area. They clearly thought it was such a difficult and a problem that the city worked diligently, as you stated, Calvin. They found places for all of these people to go. And you know, was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. But they got rid of that issue in the city of, well, it's not completely gotten rid of, but they at least got them out of this area that was so visible. 844-967-2789. It is an ongoing issue in the country. I've got a buddy who lives out in Washington, in Seattle, Washington, and Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco. These are the bedrocks of homelessness in these homeless camps that has sprung up even downtown. Can you imagine, right in the heart of downtown, these camps have risen? So when we talk about whether or not it's okay, whether or not the government should be willing to find the people who have created these camps, you have to take all those things into consideration. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll continue the discussion on the other side. Hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789 on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Town Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking about, you know, the homeless encampments that are sprang up all over this nation. They're the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, is going to be addressing one of these homeless, encampments in a rural Oregon city. They have decided to write tickets and fine people for sleeping in these encampments and sleeping in their cars. And the United States Supreme Court is going to be taking this issue up. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Karina from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. May I say something about education?
Absolutely.
First?
Absolutely.
Okay, so first of all, critical thinking. If you're teaching somebody critically think about something, you have to teach them something first so they can critically think about it, okay? So you have to have a homework because the homework is the repetition. This is how our brain works. You learn something, you apply, you repeat. That's how you learn. When you learn, then you learn how to connect. When you learn how to connect, you can critically analyze your knowledge and apply it to a new topic. So you can remove one of them and decide that I'm going to be a 4 years old kid critically thinking about something. It's not going to be possible. This is a delusion. This is wrong. And that's why I've seen it happen in American school when my son was in school. And it was a normal homework. Everything was before a worker showed up, okay? And then all of a sudden, we start getting less and less homework. Then they remove books. Then the children start showing up with the copies of a one page or two page out of the book. We couldn't even look at the book anymore. This is not for me. If this is my child, I want proper education. Would add on to it as it was before, where the children can apply themselves and critically think on the base of what they already learned. Then it works because majority of people, as we know, don't have photographic memory. We have to remember things, and remembering comes from repetition. That's how simple as that. Now, about those
homeless
people, well, first of all,
right.
Yeah, but first of all, it's a shame. When you run around the world and bringing something, the way of life. So what are we bringing, the way of life? That we have homeless people, that we have starving people, that we giving people who already don't have a home ticket, who cannot pay for it. So what's the next logical thing? They're going to go to jail? In the jail, which got commercialized, so we can make a business to someone who owns that jail. How does it work, Earl? Instead of increasing the awareness of that we need to work and give our taxes to ourselves for our benefit, not to go to somewhere else in the world and show them our way of life. What way of life? That we don't have health care appropriately for people, that we have people going into the bankruptcy because of the going to a doctor, they're afraid to go to a doctor, that people cannot afford education because it's a ridiculous amount of money? No, you have to fix your own first before you can, even when you're flying in the plane, they say put the mask on yourself first because you cannot help anybody.
Hey, Karina, you know, you're right on point with your responses to both of those things. I can't argue with the sense that you made. You know, you clearly have thought it through. And thank you as always. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. Your thoughts.
Okay. I totally agree with her 100%. Kids should have homework. You learn by repetition. Any job that you have, anything that you're taught, the more that you do it, the more it gets imprinted in your brain and the more skillful you will be. And as far as the homeless, how can you do that to someone living on the street who doesn't have money to begin with? That's ludicrous. If I was running the government, I would do what they did in World War II, and I would build government housing. And then we could get these people into homes. They then could go and get a job. And maybe in this government housing buildup, we could create jobs for those homeless people. It's a win-win situation. But what we're doing now is just we are making these people feel bad. We're trying to drive them from our cities. And this is causing depression. And when we have severe depression, you have a severe amount, a high range of suicide. So government, let's get together. Let's think this through and help these people.
Hey, Susan, great thoughts again, as always, always great thoughts. Really appreciate it. Hey, Al, you're my co-host today. So what's up?
No, it's the topics that you bring up. I just want to emphasize that a lot of the homeless people that you're talking about happen to be veterans.
Yes, that's true.
And when you're talking about Seattle has 5 military bases around it. And a lot of those people are waiting for treatment at the VA hospitals and didn't have anywhere to stay. And same thing happened here in Milwaukee. So when you look at who the homeless people are, those are people we should be serving.
Al, I wish I had more time. We gotta run. Next up, Republicans against capping credit card fees on the Earl Ingram Show.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Monday noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Donald Trump has arrived at court in New York for jury selection in his criminal hush money trial. CBS News